Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and today we're going to read Psalm 68. Psalm 68 is a psalm or song of David, it says. So this is of David, and just to give you a heads up, this is a long one. So Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them exult before God. Yea, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Cast up a highway for him that rides through the deserts. His name is Yah, and exalt you before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is the God in his holy habitation. God sits the solitary in families. He brings out the prisoners into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when thou went forth before your people, when you did march through the wilderness, the earth trembled. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even you, Sinai, trembled at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain. Thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation dwelt therein. Thou, O God, didst prepare of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gives the word. The women that publish the tidings are a great host. Kings of armies flee, they flee. And she that tarries at home divides the spoil. Will you lie among the sheepfolds, as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her pinions with yellow gold? When the Almighty scatters kings therein, it was as when it snowed in Zalman. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A high mountain is the mountain of Bashan. Why look you askance, you high mountains, at the mountain which God has desired for his abode? Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the sanctuary. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led thy captivity captive, thou hast received gifts among men, yea, among the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell with them. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, even the God who is our salvation. God is unto us a God of deliverances, and unto Jehovah the Lord belongs the issues of death. But God shall smite through the head of his enemies the hairy scalp of such a one as goes on still in his guiltiness. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring them again from the depths of the sea, that thou mayest dip thy foot in blood, and thy tongue of the dogs may have its portion from your enemies. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, the minstrels followed after, in the midst of the damsels played with their timbrels. Bless you, God, in the congregation, even the Lord, you that are of the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Thy God has commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reeds, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, trampling underfoot the pieces of silver. He has scattered the peoples that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall haste to stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, to him that rides upon the heavens of the heavens which are of old. Lo, he utters his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel, he gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. That's a big psalm. It's a whole lot of ideas. It's a psalm of David about a God who is, to me, a God who is more than a victor, but who is over all. I think, and then I looked up to see what some other opinions were, and it seems to be the same idea, that this would be David's psalm, well organized and composed and possibly even choreographed, to correspond with the bringing of the Ark of God, the seat of God, the mercy seat, back to Jerusalem. And And so it seems to have the moments of the people singing, talking about what God has done and what God will do. When I was looking it up, one critic had called this, not a criticizer, but one who was reading it, called this a titan of a psalm, very hard to master. Even the commentaries find lines in this that are hard to understand. One thing, as I read through it again, look for the feel of victory and surety that God's seat, his mercy seat, has as he enters into Jerusalem. And notice toward the end that after speaking about all these enemies, that there is this opening of hope and that the nations will eventually come to God. So let's read it again. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them exult before God, yea, let them rejoice with gladness. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, cast up a highway for him that rides through the deserts. His name is Yah, and exalt you before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is the God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out the prisoners unto prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you did march through the wilderness, the earth trembled. The heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even you, Sinai, trembled at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, did send a plentiful rain and did confirm your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt therein. Thou, O God, didst prepare of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gives the word. The women that publish the tidings are a great host. Kings of armies flee, they flee, and she that tarries at home divides the spoil. Will you lie among the sheepfolds as the wings of a dove covered with silver and her pinions with yellow gold? When the Almighty scatters kings therein, it was as when it snowed in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A high mountain is the mountain of Bashan. Why look you askance, you high mountains, at the mountain which God has desired for his abode? Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the sanctuary. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led thy captivity captive, thou hast received gifts among men, yea, among the rebellious also, that the Lord God may dwell with them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burden, even the God who is our salvation. God is unto us a God of deliverances, and unto Jehovah the Lord belongs the issues of death. But God shall smite through the head of enemies, the hairy scalp of such a one as goes on still in his guiltiness. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring them again from the depths of the sea, that thou mayest dip your foot in blood, and the tongue of the dogs may have its portion from your enemies. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went before, and the minstrels followed after, in the midst of the damsels playing with the timbrels. Bless you, God, in the congregations, even the Lord, you that are of the fountains of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Thy God has commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the wild beasts of the reeds, the multitudes of the bulls, with the calves of the people, trampling underfoot the pieces of silver. He has scattered the peoples that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall haste to stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, you kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, to him that rides upon the heavens of the heavens which are of old. Lo, he utters his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe you strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the skies. O God, you are terrible out of your holy places. The God of Israel, he gives strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. I encourage you to take the time to read through this psalm on your own, to try to make it a part of your own understanding. It's a long psalm, but it is exciting. In its grandeur and in the great works that God does on a large scale, there's this small moment in verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, even the God who is our salvation. To me, that speaks of God's work down for the individual in their day-to-day troubles. This great God who is over all knows what I need day by day. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.